It's time for the ETF Spotlight, where each week we highlight one exchange-traded fund. There are thousands of ETFs available to invest in. ETF Prime has sorted through them all, so you don't have to.
The ETF we're spotlighting this week is the Perth Mint Physical Gold ETF, ticker symbol AAAU. This is the first ETF where the physical gold is guaranteed by a sovereign entity, in this case, the government of Western Australia. And joining us via phone all the way from Australia is Jerry Hicks, Sales and Business Development Manager at the Perth Mint. Jerry, our pleasure having you on the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Jerry, before we get to the ETF, can you just give us some background on the Perth Mint and perhaps the relationship with the government of Western Australia?
Sure. First of all, that the Perth Mint was set up back in 1899 when the Western Australia was having a bit of a gold rush, and we've been refining gold ever since. So at the moment, we refine over 350 tons of gold a year, which is equivalent to around 10% of global annual production. Now, the government of Western Australia does fully own Perth Mint, and it guarantees us by Act of Parliament.
Yeah, and so for people who aren't familiar with Western Australia and sort of the governmental structure there, how does it fit under the government of Australia?
Sure. So the Western Australian government is a state government as opposed to the federal government of Australia itself. So that's the important distinction to make between the two. But we are A1 plus rated, so rated equivalent to many of the top banks in the world.
Now, what's your specific role with the Perth Mint? What type of responsibilities do you have?
Well, I'm, unfortunately for the company, I'm its face. So having a media like this to get out to your listeners is ideal. I'm responsible for selling gold around the world. I get out of the bat to Asia, to Europe, to the U.S., selling physical gold. We're one of the major suppliers of gold to Asia. We're one of the major, we're the largest Australian exporter to Germany, would you believe? And we're third or fourth largest supplier of bullion to the U.S. market. So I'm constantly on the road all over the place, really.
All right, so let's talk about the ETF, the Perth Mint Physical Gold ETF. Again, ticker symbol AAAU. We know this owns physical gold. So walk us through what makes this ETF unique.
Okay, well, first of all, would be the government guarantee that you mentioned earlier, just to give investors that extra bit of peace of mind that the there is a sovereign guarantee behind the ETF itself, behind the gold that's guaranteed by the government. The other major feature that we have is that people can exchange the shares in the ETF for physical gold. Now, as they're dealing directly with the refinery gate, we make a huge range of products for all investors, from small one-ounce coins and bars all the way up to the 400-ounce large bar like you see in the movies. So we can deliver that gold to your door. We're already one of the largest distributors of gold in the world, as I said, and this dovetails nicely with what we do already in the distribution business.
How does the physical delivery of gold work? So if investors decide they want to exchange their ETF shares and have gold delivered to their door, what's the process look like?
Right. Well, first of all, I suggest that your listeners visit our website at AAAUETF.com. And they can use our online calculator there to get an indication as to the range of bars and coins that can be exchanged for the shares that they're holding. Once the investor has visited our website and they've got an indication of the number of shares they would need to exchange for the gold, they can then fill in a delivery application form from the website and send it to us, and then we can give them a final quotation for the delivery of the gold. The delivery quote will vary based on how much gold they're ordering, what type of gold products they're ordering, and where they want it delivered to. Generally, we can deliver to anywhere in the U.S. Where FedEx delivers to. So any delivery of gold up to the value of around $25,000 is actually FedEx to your door.
Our guest is Jerry Hicks, Sales and Business Development Manager at the Perth Mint. We're spotlighting the Perth Mint Physical Gold ETF. Jerry, going back to the sovereign guarantee, Why do you think that's important? And I guess, how exactly does this work? So let's say, for example, I don't know, there was some sort of theft of gold, as rare or unlikely as that may be. How does a sovereign guarantee work?
Well, the guarantee itself, I mean, guarantee is such a overused word these days. But our guarantee is explicit and enshrined by an act of parliament. So it's extremely clear the responsibilities of the government for our operations, including this ETF. So in the unlikely event that gold was stolen, which exceeded our already huge insurance, you have the government of Western Australia standing behind you, which will replace that gold immediately.
Jerry, this is Jason Lack. On the ETF AAAU, how is the share price determined? I know some of your competitors, perhaps, the share price is an ounce of gold. Others may be some fraction thereof. What are the behind-the-scenes workings there?
Sure. So we're shadowing, as the other gold ETFs are, the price of gold on the international market, and one share is a hundredth of an ounce of gold.
Jerry, more...
The difference...
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, one other factor to mention about our ETF is that we do not hold any U.S. dollars in our funds to cover management and operational fees. All of our fees will be paid in ounces itself. So by not holding any U.S. dollars, our tracking error will be minimized compared to typical ETFs, which that may be an interesting factor for your listeners to consider. That so our funds will be extremely close to following the actual gold price in the international market.
Jerry, for larger investors, probably more institutionally speaking, should they consider where the gold is held and have some diversification there? So, you know, talking about some of the other competitors, gold may be stored in vaults in, you know, Zurich or New York or London. Should they consider diversification in terms of the underlying gold holdings?
Absolutely. They may well need to consider this as part of their overall portfolio. Now, Perth Mint, as well as being one of the world's largest refineries, also has the largest gold vaults in the Southern Hemisphere, and the gold under the ETF will be predominantly stored in Perth in Western Australia. Now, any of your listeners who have been to Australia will certainly vouch the fact how far away we are from the rest of the world, and it's a great place to store gold, very safe, very politically stable, and a long way from anywhere else. It's a great place to store gold.
Jerry, when the fund was launched, I noticed there's an 18 basis point management fee. And in today's landscape, that's very, very, very competitive. What were some of the decisions that went into pricing it so competitively?
We just wanted to offer the best product to investors. So we wanted to stand out as being unique. Now, the physical delivery is an attractive feature. The government guarantee certainly does make it unique. And the no tracking error also adds to the attention. Now, we can have all of these things separately to actually combine them into one product and to make it really stand out. That was the most important factor for us.
Jerry, we have just a few minutes left. More broadly speaking, can you talk about what you view as the role of gold in a portfolio? What do you view as some of the main reasons investors should consider owning gold?
Sure. So, I mean, as I'm sure all your listeners know, it's a traditional hedge against inflation over the long term. Gold is an important role to play in any portfolio. I mean, typically any financial advisor would suggest maybe between 5 and 10% of assets be allocated to gold in a typical diversified portfolio. That's really, it's a hedge against, if everything else is going gangbusters, and at the moment, gold may be fallen in recent months, but we're expecting that once, should the U.S. Dollar not continue to strengthen and begin to weaken and the U.S. share market turn, then certainly gold would come back into favor and be a very popular investment sector.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you more about that. I mean, any other thoughts on the current gold market? If you look at gold, it's down close to 8% year to date in dollar terms. I do think that surprised some investors, just given some of the political and geopolitical uncertainty, perhaps some of the inflation metrics beginning to creep up a bit. What could be some potential positive drivers of gold moving forward?
Well, you're quite right. Geopolitical factors can certainly be very important. With the rise of U.S. share market and the strength of the U.S. dollar, gold, as you say, has fallen. But, you know, we live in an unpredictable world, and this is very much a long-term play, not a short-term play. And I think that's the most important message for investors to consider. This is not something that that is going to make a huge factor in investments in the short term, but over 5, 10, 20 years, it will prove very attractive and a very good way of diversifying your portfolio and hedging against any risks.
Well, Jerry, congratulations on the launch of this new gold ETF. We wish you all the success. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you both very much. All the best.
That was Jerry Hicks, Sales and Business Development Manager at the Perth Mint. Again, the ETF is the Perth Mint Physical Gold ETF. And as Jerry mentioned, you can learn more about this ETF by visiting aaauetf.com.